Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, glory, hallelujah, and welcome, welcome, welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Glory to God. And here we are into another month, hallelujah, into the month of March 2022. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you today, Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Amen. And Lord God, we just thank you right now that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God. We thank you for your very presence right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for reaching out into every household, into every person that's represented, Lord God. And whatever is wrong, Lord God, we ask you to make it right. Whatever is right, we ask you to take it, set it apart, and dedicate it for your use and for your glory. And we say most of all, Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're in agreement with you. We're co-laboring with you as you have your way, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Tonight, we lift up our speaker for tonight and for this month, Lord God. We thank you that you just touch her right now. Strengthen her. with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Do as only you can do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your healing, health, and your wholeness in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And that we're walking continually in your abiding health. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, once again, welcome, everyone. Oh, it's so good to see all of you calling in today. It always blessed me that you, that God leads you to be together with us. And so we give God all the praise for it. Hallelujah. And as I said, here we are in March. Praise God. The year is marching on for his glory. I know that most of you have been in prayer for the events that are going on in the world. And, you know, I know that God knows what's going on. Amen. And that God is in the midst of all this that's going on. Hallelujah. So we will continue with you being steadfast in prayer. Glory to God. Knowing that God will do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe that he's going to show us something not many days hence. Amen. That he's going to let us know, or we're going to see without a shadow of a doubt, that God is in the midst, even with international world events. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, you know what? We are very excited. We stay excited over here because God is good like that. And we're excited to have our guest with us tonight. Amen. And I'll just go into our introduction for her. Her name is Minister Jackie O'Neill Kelly. Hallelujah. And she's known as Jackie O, or Jackie O. Kelly. So Minister Jackie O was born and raised in Fresno, California, raised in a family of 10, all of them musically and artistically inclined. Her talent for art and music is a generational blessing from God. Glory to God. Minister Jackie O is a gifted author, artist, singer, songwriter, and musician. She began singing at the age of 3, drawing at the age of 6. And not just lines scribble on the paper. She was drawing at the age of 6 and playing the piano at 7. Her parents fully supported and encouraged all 10 of the children to pursue their art and music talents. Jackie O developed her artistic talent into a career 2 years ago. Her greatest desire is to love God with all her heart and serve in ministry, sharing her gift to lift up the name of Christ to the entire world. Hallelujah. Amen. And I always say how I met our speaker. Well, the way that I met her was through a very dear and good friend of mine, Minister Kiva. And you've heard her on our broadcast before, Minister Kiva Renee. She's been with us many times. And so she was telling me about Minister Jackie O. And I was like, wow. And then what really got to me, what really just touched my heart, was that Minister Jackie O to her mom's house and ministered to her mom in song. And I was like, wow. I mean, she's a recording artist. And she came to her mom's house and ministered in song to her mom, and that just touched my heart so much. And I wanted to know more about who she is, and and the Lord just laid on my heart, get her on Get 'Em Radio. Go get her, get 'em. Amen. So, without any further ado, I want to present to some and introduce to some and present to all Minister Jackie O. Kelly. Welcome, Minister Jackie.
Amen. You did such a wonderful job, Sister Kizzy, with everything that you said, it leaves me really with nothing else to say. But I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen today or this evening.
Oh, I think you, you're funny. I think you have a whole lot more to say. Amen. So we're going to dig in.
Okay.
Welcome.
Amen.
So happy to have you here today with us. Amen. And tell us, just so we can get started, tell us what your favorite scripture is. And, kind of expound on it a little bit for us.
Okay, well, you know what? I have so many favorite. First of all, thank you for having me. And I just praise God for you, sister, and that how the Lord touched you to have me on. And I'm just really thankful. And I give glory to God for everything that he's done. I have many favorite scriptures, but one sticks out in 1 Chronicles 4:10, and I didn't have any idea when the Lord first gave me this scripture when we were in Fresno. Before we left Fresno, it talks about it's the prayer of Jabez. It's 1 Chronicles 4:10, and I'll just read some of it. It says, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil." And, when we were leaving Fresno, California, where we're from, that was a scripture that stuck so closely in my heart about enlarge, because I knew that we were really stepping out in faith when we left Fresno. So my prayer during my last concert, that was the theme of that concert, Stepping Out, Moving Forward, that first Chronicles came to mind. So, and little did I know that he was really enlarging my territory. I mean, it's been a ride, and it still is a ride. But that's one of my favorite scriptures. And then, and like I said, I have so many. But I'm going to just name one other one, because I know that you had said or whatever scripture that's for this season. Now, the prayer of Jabez was for another season, which is still kind of going on. But my favorite scripture, one of my favorites, I love the Psalms. And Psalms 23, where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," and I've been there, walking in the valley of the shadow of death, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over." But my favorite one among this whole scripture is, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So my prayer every day, Lord, surely your goodness and mercy is following me through the hard times, through the rough times, you know, through any time, through the happy times. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy, because you followed me all the days of my life. So those are my favorite ones, sister. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Me think about my oldest sister, Pastor Catherine, and she'll probably say something later on, but that's one of her favorites, too.
Surely. Amen. Amen.
And without
Amen.
A shadow of a doubt, indeed. Glory to God.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. Now, we started with our introduction. We said something about your family a little bit.
Yeah.
But tell us
about yeah.
wherever you want to jump in, whether you were young or in your married time or whatever. Just tell us about your family.
Okay, now, you know, you said a lot, and I was thinking, when I think family, I think about my siblings and all of that, and you said a whole lot right there where we grew up in a very wholesome family, both parents together in ministry, and so they laid the foundation for all of us, all 10 of us, 6 brothers and 3 sisters. And,
wow.
you know, I just really thank God that we're all still among the land of the living, except one. One passed away. Yeah, one passed away when I was very young. But when he passed away, that left a big dent in us. But we know that, you know, that God is in control. But all of my siblings, all the rest of them are still here. We're very close. We love and love each other, and we enjoy music together. When we get together, we sing, we laugh, we eat, we just tell jokes and tease, and, you know, we're just a happy family. And that was because of, and I really give that homage to my parents, my mother and father, who were examples for us. They loved each other, and so they taught us to love each other. That doesn't mean we didn't fight or didn't have our times, you know, like that, but our foundation
right.
was a lot of love. And then so that brings me to my family now, and I didn't know if you wanted me to expound on my family with my husband, but we're a blended family. My husband and I, we knew each other in high school and never thought that I would marry him during this time, you know, never thought, because we were just friends. But we are all together. I have one son, and he has a daughter and a son, which they produce grandchildren and everything. So they're all in California. And so, but we're just really thankful for our blended family. And blended families are not, you know, not always easy, but, you know, we made it work, and there's been challenges and stuff. But I really thank the Lord that he put us together and to be examples for our family, for our children. So my grandchildren, my goodness, I know with my son, he has 2. And then his daughter, we probably have about 8 or 9 all together, I guess, something like that. So, yeah, so that's our family. If you were talking about my personal family, isn't that what you wanted
yeah.
me to say? Okay.
Well,
okay.
Wherever or however you want to talk about your family, we wanted to hear it. Amen.
Yes.
And you did.
Yes. Yes.
I know
okay.
that in some of the I read some of your bio information. I was trying not to tell it all, but I can recall that it says something about your father. That you would minister in song before he preached.
Yes.
So.
Yes. 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 You wanted me. Okay. Yes, we did. You know, my older sister, we all did that. My father taught us that when, you know, we were all raised in church. We were the band. We were the choir. Of course, we had other members join in with us, but he really trained us at a very early age how to conduct a service or just, all of that. I was the choir director, the piano player and then when he would go and minister, he would take me. And then as my other sibling, my sister's younger than me, there's one other sister that plays, she's a recording artist too. And she writes her music and everything. Well, as I grew up and got out of the way, she did the same thing. She would And I had an older sister who I followed after that, where she was, you know, she would play for the church, and wherever he go minister, we'd sing a solo and before he preached. And so we learned how to, you know, how to operate in that setting. So, yes. And so, and then my brothers, I have six brothers, actually five of them. They decided they wanted to do something else. You know, they were so good. They wanted to try their, you know, their little thing in Vegas, you know, going to play in the lounges and stuff, because they were really good. I mean, they played with top people. But I'm really thankful that after they did all that, they came back. And they never left the church, but they really came back to the church. And now all that they're not doing anymore. So most of us are in church playing still, and God, the Lord just raised us, you know. And I mean, my parents raised us in that atmosphere, so it's really embedded in us.
And
so.
That's beautiful. So now my parents had seven children. I'm five of seven, and so what is your number in the ten?
That's a very good question. I'm number seven. I'm the seventh one in there.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm number seven, and seven I know is a pretty good number. I don't know why I was chosen to be the seventh one, but I'm thankful. And I'm probably the one that has the most. I mean, it's not about, you know, who has more or whatever, but you know, God has just endowed me with so many things, and I, you know, so many talents and everything. So maybe that's why I'm the seventh one. I don't know. But yes, ma'am, I am number seven.
Yeah, seven is a good number, completion. And
yes.
Five is great.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, all these years, I was like, okay, I'm the grace baby. Hallelujah. But, you know, we all have our, you know, we all have our things. And God
Amen.
Uses all of us, all of my siblings
Amen.
In a great way. Amen.
Yes,
so
yes,
talk
yes.
about when you got born again, your salvation experience. What happened?
Well, you know what? I was always, again, experiencing the move of God in my church and everything, and with my dad. But I think we used to travel, you know, we belong to the Methodist Church. My dad was a Methodist pastor. And so in the Methodist Church, we have what you call conferences. People may call them other things in other churches, but you know, when all the churches come together and they have a conference and they, you know, a lot of preaching and things like that. And so we, with the younger siblings, there's me, and I have a brother younger than me, and then two other sisters. And so we would go to the conference with my dad. My dad would always take us to the conference. But there was one time when the spirit was very, very high. I mean, I was, like, again, I was always loving God and always in there. But when I've experienced him lightly, you know, and, you know the move of God. But there was one night that the spirit was really, really high. I mean, God was moving, and he got a hold of me somehow. I went to the altar, and I just could not get up. I was crying and just crying out to God, and just, you know, I don't know. And you know, at a young age, I was probably about 16 or 17, maybe something like that. And and just, you know, my mother, I remember everybody was, you know, I was just really engulfed in it, but my mother came up to me, and she softly touched my shoulder, and she said, "Jackie, it's time to go now. It's time to go." Because I was the last one at the altar. Everybody was leaving. I just did not get up. I don't know if I was, you know, I know God was dealing with me, but I was snotting and everything, if I can just be really real. I was like, I had to have a lot of tissue to hold everything in, but I was really seeking the Lord that night. I was just really crying. And she had to kind of, you know, gently pull me off the altar. And then so I really believe that the Lord showed me later on in my walk, when I'm growing, and I was going to get into that too, that later on in my walk, he took me back to that moment. And that moment, mm-hmm. he told me that that's when I really believe I was filled with the Holy Ghost. But Amen. Didn't have the evidence of speaking in tongues, and I'm going to talk about that. But I really believe that he told me at that time, that's when he put the mantle on my life to minister in song and to write songs. And I never knew at that time, I wasn't writing songs, but I was very gifted. My ear was I can pick up any song, play every song on the radio just by listening to it. And I had brothers, wow. my brothers who, I had a brother that played organ and keys and piano, and my older sister played piano and we had every instrument every instrument that you can have in a band in our household. So, we were like, I'm telling you, we'd be jamming in our house, sometimes we just, and so I would play all this music. And so I always had an ear for it. So he told me that's when he really put the anointing on my life. And because I was always afraid to move forward. I'm an introvert, kind of, believe it or not. And sometimes I have a tendency to want to draw back and stay high behind the piano and don't want to go out front, And I did that long enough until the Lord said, that's enough. So, but he showed me a long time ago, he took me back to that moment, that's when he anointed me and put the mantle on me to do what I do, what I'm doing today. So, yeah. So that, and then later on, as I got married at 20 years old and married a military man, and my second experience was, when you're young, you want to do stuff, you just kind of dip and dab a little bit in the world, but most of my foot was in the church. Most of my leg, I'll say half of me, was in the church, but the other half, I wanted to go out and party a little bit. So I remember when I married my husband then, he was in the military. So we traveled. I remember in Alaska. Alaska was one of our first at the earlier part of my life. I got around a lot of church people. I always played for churches. So on the military base, I played for the chapel, the gospel service, and all that. I was playing for them and establishing all that. But then at the end of church, I would leave there, go put on my party clothes, and go to the club. So wow. I did that enough. I did that. Yeah, I mean, that was, I would do that. And, I'm young, right? I'm probably mm-hmm. 22 years old or something like that. I don't know. And, and I used to do that. And so, and mm-hmm. then, when you're young, you're just young. What can I say about young? Young, you just don't know nothing. And so, so when I went, there was one time that I was going to do that. One night I was going to do this. Like the Lord said, that's enough. I've called mm-hmm. you. You are chosen. And this is going to be enough. So one time there was another high impact service, Holy Ghost speaking, dancing and carrying on. I'm playing the piano and I can do all that. But one time, that night, the Lord got a hold of me, and next thing I knew, I was on the floor. And I was speaking in some kind of unknown language. I didn't know nothing about it, but I was just chattering, just going. And I did not go to the club ever since. That changed my life. I stopped doing it. But I was speaking in something. I said, what is this? I know that I've heard about it, and all that stuff, but my goodness, what is this? It was uncontrollable. I mean, the Lord was just... That's when he really filled me with the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. that with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So that was my experience.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. I was thinking about this. It's kind of a joke that people, whenever somebody talks about the club, they were this person was telling a joke about a parrot who he took his parrot to the club. And he told the parrot, this is the club. And the parrot said, the club, club, the club. And so then he took the parrot to church. And then the parent said, the club. And he said, no, this is the church. And he said, oh, the club. And he said to the parent, no, this is the church. And he said, same people, the club.
Oh, my goodness.
So God has a way of getting people
mm-hmm.
out of the club and all
mm-hmm.
the way into the church. Amen.
Amen.
Once taking
Amen.
The other foot out of that. Amen. And I
That's
kept
right.
thinking of this scripture that says, as such were some of you. Amen.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
such
yes.
were some,
yes.
of, some of us. And we thank God for his mercy, for his loving kindness, and, you know, how he just took us out of that imbalance of one foot in and one foot out and balanced us. And I love the way
yes.
he did it with you. That's his loving
oh,
kindness.
Yes.
So, he could have,
yes.
It could have been his wrath, but he said, oh, she just needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost all the way. She'd be all right.
Well, you know what? I really, you know how the scripture said that he knew us before we were born. You know, he knew us in our
yes.
mother's womb. He knew what we were going to be doing and how we were going to do it. He had purpose even back there, even before we were born. And I really believe that he sees potential. He sees the heart. He knows what's mm-hmm. in there, and he knows he knows what I'm commissioned for or what I'm supposed to be doing. And he's so patient through all of that, through all the things that we go through. It's like I just thank God for his grace and his mercy, because he saw in me a long time ago. He knew my heart. I was always somebody who loved him so much. I mean, I've had intimate times where, you know, I just loved him so much. And I just, you know, young, you don't really understand it all. But you
yes.
know that, you know that there's something there. And especially when you're called, you know that there's something there. And so he said, you know, it was like, okay, I'm going to let her do all this. You know, because I was never really a partier. I never, you know, when I was in high school and none of that, I was like, you know, my dad was strict. So I didn't go many places. But when I got married, mm-hmm. that was like, boom, hey, all right, let's do this thing, you know. But, you know, because I'm on my own now. I'm grown. You know what I mean? But, you know, but I never went far away from the church. Never. I mean, I may have dipped here, but I never really went. I would tiptoe a little bit out, like you testing a fire or something, and then you want to mm-hmm. test it, and then you pull back because you know the dangers in it. And the Lord just always had his hands on me, and I'm sure you and other people that are listening, you know, he
yes.
always had
yes.
his hands on us. He's so merciful. So anyway.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. His wonderful, merciful, loving kindness. Amen.
Amen.
So that's,
Amen.
That's so wonderful how he did that. I love it. I love him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, tell
Amen.
Us about your water baptism. What happened with that?
Well, when I got, you know, filled and started really seriously, see, I was baptized in the Methodist. I believe I don't remember, but I'm sure I was in when I was younger and didn't really know what it meant. You know, you hear them talk about it, and you go down a center and come back up, you know, saved or whatever. And it's like, but when I really started experiencing the power of God, I started in the Kojic Church. You know, that's where everything really, after, I started experiencing him really in such a deep and different kind of way that I never really knew, even though in the Methodist church we felt his spirit and, you know, we had great church and everything, but to be filled and to this unknown language and to, you know, all that. So after, during that time, during that season of my life, I decided I was going to get baptized. So I was already there. But I just wanted to make it official. That, okay, now mm-hmm. that I know this newfound life or this new way of walk, I just, Lord, want to please you. I want to love you. Here I am, Lord. You just totally surrender. So that's when I went on and went through the baptism. I didn't, When I came back up, I didn't come back up jumping and carrying on and doing all. I didn't, you know, it was happening to me on the inside, you know. And,
yes.
and so that my walk has been, my walk has always been, I was hungry. I was just hungry. I wanted to know more. I wanted to know, you know, okay, when you were at the Kojic Church, I don't know if you know anything about Church of God in Christ. I don't know if you know anything, but, you know, they're really high-powered, Holy Ghost moving, jumping mothers, all the mothers all over the place, and they're trying to teach you how to speak in tongues. You can't teach nobody to do it. It has to come from within, you know, but that was their way of with tarrying with me, I guess you call it, or something.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was just hungry. I'll do whatever. Lord, what is it I have to do to speak? I want to speak in tongues. I want to know. I want to have that. You know what I mean? I was like, everybody else is doing it. I'm not, you know, but that's my heavenly language. What are you saying to me when I, you know, what am I saying to you? How am I edifying you when I speak in tongues and all that? So I was like really hungry. And so, So when I got, so, I was already in that realm of, God has renewed me all on the inside out, you know, and here I am, Lord, whatever you want to do with me, here I am. So I've had my experiences with all of that. I've had my experiences with experiencing demonic people being, you know, filled with demons, and, you know, I've experienced that and seeing that and how that works and how you got to rebuke them things and all that, you know what I mean? Just we start.
Yes.
You know, so I experienced a lot of that stuff, and especially in Alaska. So because Alaska is like there's witches all over the place in Alaska. That spirit is all in the, you know, all up in the cut.
Oh.
They call it. Yeah, all up in the mountains, and you know, yeah, I've experienced even demonic presence. I was never afraid. I just knew that God was with me, and in the name of Jesus, he gave me the power because the word said I have it in his name, and I can speak to those demons, and they got to flee. You know, I was just never scared. I was even looking for them when I was young. I was even looking for them. You come my way, I got something for you. You know what I mean? So that's, I was very, like, who said all right now?
All right.
Oh, yeah, but you sounded like Kiva when you said that. All right now.
You know, she's my friend.
Okay. You sound just like her. You sounded just like her. I said, is that Kiva on the line? But anyway, yeah, so my experiences have been just, I just really thank God for those things and for those times that I was ignorant and stuff too. You know, you're still growing as a babe, and then you grow into, you know, you keep growing and you learn things. And I was digging in the Word. I was studying. I had all my study books all over the place, and, you know, just really hungry for God. So that's,
amen.
So
now,
that's when that happened.
So when you lived in Alaska, now I would never think. Yeah, I've never been to Alaska, but I would never think that there was all that demonic activity. But there's times where there's dark. It's dark for a long time, certain seasons of the year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know,
did you ever see the Aurora Borealis?
Oh, it was
and then,
beautiful. Yes.
Okay.
You're talking
about
the Northern Lights?
Yeah, the Northern Lights. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen it. I've never seen it in really pretty colors, but I've seen it white, moving about in the sky. Yeah, Alaska was a very interesting place, and it was beautiful. Cold as all get out. Cold, you know. But it was, you know, cold. I mean, I can't even say cold enough to really make you understand how cold it was. I mean, I've been at 50 below. It's dark a lot. Oh yeah, but when the summers come, it's beautiful. It was so beautiful. It's just a beautiful place. But yeah, there's a lot of you know when you, speaking of demonic stuff. I mean, that all that stuff was going on a lot in those days when I was there with going into, you know, the witch covens up there and they sacrificing, and I don't know, I mean, all that stuff is real. That's really real. And when you're dipping in the spiritual realm, and you're hungry for God, and you got, you know, and the power of the Lord is upon you, and you become and get into the knowledge of all that, you will actually see it, feel it, know it, because now you're in the knowledge of that spirit, you know. So, yeah.
Well, and the Lord gave you the authority to stand while you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
We praise God for that. Well, you know, when
Amen.
I think about it, that a place with time, then when I think about it, it's like, oh, yeah, the enemy would try to work in that darkness.
Depression.
Praise
God.
He sent you with some light, with his light.
Amen. 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 Yes. Yeah. There's, you know, a lot of people, if you're not, you know, keeping yourself busy or whatever, there's a lot of depression and you know, different things going on there too. And the Eskimos there was a lot of alcoholics, not only Eskimos, but I think people, period. If you didn't have, I was always busy. That never bothered me. I always stayed busy. But, you know, there was a lot of that going on. So we had to pray. We had to pray stuff through, you know? So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 50 below. Lord have mercy.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the hairs in your nose is icicles. You know, you can't breathe heavily because you feel that cold in your throat. You have to wear a mask or wear something around you to stay. And they have to coach Parkers, and you know, I was a layer dresser. I layered up real good, and if I didn't have to go outside, I wouldn't. It'd be so cold that your wheels, they feel, when you start moving in your car, you feel like you're on blocks. You know, you feel like you're on blocks. And they would have where you could plug your car up outside to keep the heat, with a blanket over your motor to keep it warm. Because, because if you didn't, you would not have a car. I mean, you just, it was pretty, unforgiving, this place. But I loved Alaska. I even thought about staying there. I don't know why I thought about wanting to live there. Oh, boy. I don't know why.
Well,
the closest I could think
to that is I lived in Denver for a while and experienced three blizzards. We had to put, those lights that mechanics use if they're working at night, and it's a light and has like a metal on one side of it.
We had
that, and that would be in the car, under the hood of the car, to try to, keep things from freezing up so much, you know, as we were there. And, you know, just being up high like that, the Mile High City. And so I can kind of, but we didn't do no 50 below, okay?
God, no.
We had to tunnel out of snow, a blizzard. But it wasn't 50 below.
Well, you know, sometimes it'd be so cold, you don't feel it no more. That's how cold it is. And it's like you don't feel it anymore because you're so numb. And it's so easy to get frostbite if you're not careful, and especially if you're out there in it all the time. But I remember there were times we were stationed in Alaska two different times. And I remember that one other time we were there and looking at, we call the other states of the United States the lower 48. When we're in Alaska, you call it the lower 48. You know, the United States, we call it the lower 48. And and I remember Chicago was worse than Alaska at certain times too. So, you know, at certain periods, I just remember, I said, wow, look at Chicago. That was like, that looked like Alaska there, you know, but it was worse in Chicago than it was in Alaska. But, you know, but that was an experience.
Wow.
It was a great experience, yeah. So
it sounds amen. So
yes.
Now tell us,
yes.
Share with us the ways that the Lord communicates with you in your prayer time.
Amen.
You know, take it into your prayer time.
Okay, yes. You know, I really, those are the most intimate, precious times ever. I've learned, I remember what really got me, there has been times that when I get into the presence of the Lord, you know, I was following a little bit of Juanita Bynum's teaching a little bit as I was growing, and she, you know, and I know that there, you know, there's teachings about the Talit, and I did my own research. I don't just go by what somebody say, too. I back everything up, but I was in the Word saying, okay, is that true what she said? Yeah, okay. Yes, true, you know, but there's certain people in my life that really encouraged me to seek the Lord, you know, and so, and she was like one of them, and I remember I was so just, again, I'm always hungry for God, and so I remember at one time I had bought the Talit. You know what a Talit is, right? You know what the prayer call. Yeah, they call it a Talit in the Jewish, yeah. And so, I would lay on the floor, prostrate before the Lord, just you know, emptying my whole self out and just saying, okay, here I am, you know. And it's like with the Talit, covered with the Talit, and praying and just speaking in tongues and just really soaking in his presence and wanting to hear from him. And he really, through all those times, it really brought me to a certain place that I've really never known before. And I would study about the tabernacle of David and the tabernacle of Moses and all the elements that were involved in that, and how you relate it to today, and how, you know, we are to approach the throne, approach God, and you know, the Father in such an intimate way. And so I learned how to do that. So I used to cover myself and just lay on the floor, and I'd pray and I'd cry and I just cry out to God, feel me, you know, what is it that you want me to do? Just always a surrendered soul. And so now what I do, sometimes I still have my Talit, and sometimes if I feel led, I wrap it around me when I pray. But sometimes when I go, I have, there's a portion in our house called, it is one upstairs, I call it the upper room. It's right above the garage, and that's where I have my music. That's where I'm creative in musical things, and that's where my office is, and that's where my little prayer corner is. So I find a place, you know how you find a prayer closet, you know, people talk about a prayer closet. I have a prayer, you know, a little area upstairs in my upper room where I go sit corner with a chair, and I got all my, you know, my Bible, journal. So if he speaks to me, I can write things down. And so what I do is I go up there, and sometimes I don't go up there asking for anything. I don't go up there saying, Lord, do this, do that. I just go sit. Just sit in his presence. Just sit there and listen and just be quiet and empty my mind of all things. I'm not thinking, you know, because there's so many voices in this world, and they're always trying to, sometimes when you pray and, you know, you drift off and thinking about something else. And so what I do is I put on soft music, very, very soft music with no words. I cannot soak with words, because then it takes me away, because I'm always listening to lyrics, because that's just the way, because I'm a songwriter and I'm listening to lyrics all the time. But I don't when I soak, I just listen to soaking music and with no words. And there's one particular that I listen to, her name is Julie True. That's what she's called. She is called, I don't know if you heard of Julie True. And there are some people that they just sing the word of God, or they'll just, those are the only lyrics I'll listen to. And I'll just sit and listen to what, you know, some, because she's singing songs unto the Lord, you know, prophetically. And so I'm listening, and that's the only way I'll listen to words. But then sometimes I don't turn on anything. I just sit in quietness, just sit there and I listen. And as soon as I'm really quiet in my spirit and listening, I can hear him speak to me, and he'll start speaking. Sometimes he's going so fast, I'm trying to write things down because I know he's giving me some good stuff. Oh, Lord, I want to, you know, and then, you know, but I'm listening and just letting it soak in. And some things I'll catch and some things, and then all of a sudden I pick up my recorder or my phone and just speak what I hear. And so, and that's where some songs come. I get songs like that sometimes. And so that's what I do. My approach sometimes is not to always ask the Father for something. I've already put my petition before him about my children or our children and our certain situations. I've already put it and laid it on the altar. So there it is, Lord. So I'm going to sit quietly and listen. What are you saying about this situation? How, where is it that I'm, you know, that I need to be effective in it? Or what's some things that I need to be doing that I'm not doing? Or, you know, it's just, I just want to hear him speak. And he speaks so beautifully. And so he gives me instructions sometimes. And sometimes there's, you know, and sometimes there's nothing. And then get a load of this. I wrote this down. I thought, if you can understand this, sis, when he's not speaking, he speaks. With no words.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You're a prophetic lady. You know, you operate in a prophetic, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you understand that? When I wrote that down, I said, wow, he speaks with no words.
Yeah.
And that, you know, there's something going on in the spirit realm that you understand. It's like you looking at somebody and you know what they're saying without them saying it.
Yes.
It's just weird. Amen. I don't want to say weird, but it's such an awesome thing that I can hear him speaking when he's not speaking. And sometimes I'll weep.
Amen.
And I'll just weep and just sit there and just listen. So then sometimes, you know, I'm talking to him about stuff and then he'll give me instruction. It's just really about him. And I'm not saying I'm like super spiritual or whatever. I'm not trying to sound like that. I think that when you have a surrendered heart to God, that's what he looks at is the heart. It's your heart. What's in your heart? It's not your mind, what you say out of your mouth, but what is in your heart. But of course, in your heart, the mouth speaks. But, you know, it's just, I think that's the place that he wants us to be in. And especially since COVID, I've really got real still, you know, because you don't have nothing else to do but, you know.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So that was a great time to really connect. But that's how he deals with me, sis, is, and I love those intimate times because it feels so like he's holding me or hugging me or loving on me. And if you have anything to rebuke, he does it so nicely that you say, okay, Lord, okay, God, yes, Lord, yes, 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 nothing but yes, you know what I mean? Ain't no no, it's y'all,
yes,
I do. You know? So,
absolutely.
So that's my experience with that, yes, ma'am, that's my experience.
Amen, that's wonderful, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. During the pandemic, that's when we had some really wonderful up close personal times. Talking about the Talik and the prayer shawl, mine is laying on my bed. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's close
mm-hmm.
by.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, during that time, you know, he took me to another place, a deeper place in him, you know, during the time, because I had, you know, the time to be in his presence several times a day and put the prayer shawl on me, and I wasn't saying anything to him. He didn't say anything to me, but it was a whole lot of communicating going on. And the way I looked at it, it was like a heart to heart, his heart to my heart. Download in the spirit, like, you know, how you get a download. You don't hear what's being downloaded, you don't see what's being downloaded, but you know that things are different. Amen.
Just going
in the spirit with him and just enjoying his presence and knowing that things are changing. And I can recall you know, one day, you know, after spending time in his presence, he said, you know, you've changed. And I was thinking about what you said, you know, he was doing some cleaning out, you know, taking out the stuff that needed to go out. He wasn't slapping me. He just took it.
And it's like, all of a sudden, you know, you don't know it's not there until you notice that it's not there later. You know, oh, he did that.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just amazing.
I didn't respond. I didn't respond the way I used to respond to that.
Yeah, more patience.
I wasn't as impatient as I was before. Thank you, Jesus.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you will see the fruit of that. You will see the results later.
Yes.
And it's like, and then sometimes I say, you know, Lord, I know I should, I thought of something I shouldn't be thinking. You know, I might, you know, be mad at my husband or something and say, you know, say something. Because, you know, we can go there. And so, you know, and think something. And I say, Lord, you know, I don't want to think that no more. I just want to, you know, take that from me. Take my mind, and then next thing you know, it's gone. There was one pastor that spoke to me, and when I was in Alaska, and I was young, just like I said, hungry, young, and I used to be the manager of a church Bible bookstore, and that's when I had an experience with that witch. But and if you want to hear it, I can tell you about it. But I remember saying to him, because he was so knowledgeable. He was the pastor's son, very knowledgeable young man. And then I said, man, I wish I can hold things in my head like that. He's so knowledgeable. I want to know God's word like that and quote scriptures or whatever. And he said something very simple. He said, well, just ask God to put it in you. And I thought, that's right, I can. Just ask him if something that's not there, ask him to put it in you. It was a very simple thing. And when I started doing that, I live by that to this day, and that's been over 20, 30 years ago. And I live that to this day. When I need something, Lord, put it in me. I don't know how to do this. You know, I don't know how to talk to this person, you know, the way I want to talk to them. You know, I want to give him some little bit of Jackie's mind. You know what I mean? But it's like, but Lord, I don't want to do it like that. I want my mouth to be seasoned with salt or seasoned, and I want to love on that person.
Yes.
And I don't want to tell them what I really think. And I said, Lord, take that away from me. I don't want that in my head. You know?
Right.
And He does it. It's just like He does it immediately because you have a heart to want to change. You know? So. Anyway.
Amen. Oh, that's good. I'm with you now. Hallelujah. And I know that a lot of people who are on the line, they're like, yeah. Hallelujah. So I think this is a real good time to open up the lines. Before we open up the lines, I want you to pray, because I love what you just said about, you know, Lord, put it in me. And then your prayer time with the Lord. So pray for one to be able to have that wonderful prayer time with the Lord, and for the Lord to be able to put into them, into us, you know, what we need. Amen.
Yes. Father God, first of all, I want to just praise you for who you are. You are the only true and living God. There is none like you, Lord God. So we come to you, Father, with you know, everything that we are and everything that we're not. We just desire you to endow us with more of your Holy Spirit, or a little bit of, you know, this or that, whatever we are in need of. But you said that, you know, we come to you and ask, you'll do it. You know, that's just as simple as that. That all we need to do is just ask you for it. Is, you know, to put, you know, take away things that shouldn't be in there and put things in there that should be in our hearts, Lord God, so that we can be more effective, you know, to glorify you, to make you famous. You know, we want to just make Jesus famous. We want to just with what you put inside of us. So Father God, I just pray that for every listener on the line and whatever they're in need of or we're in need of, that you would just fill us more of with your presence. So all we need is more of you, then we'll give you more prayer time. We need more. You know, sometimes we get busy, Lord God, and we don't want to be busy. Not busy. You know, you want us to love on you and spend time with you and to, you know, take time out for you. And then you will bless us to be able to do things that we think we need to be busy on, you know, whatever it is. But, Father God, I just thank you that you know every part of our being. Just like the word said, you know the number of the strands on our heads. You know everything about us that nobody else knows. You know that deepest thing that's inside of us that nobody knows but you. You know what that is. And that's where you want to move, is in that deepest part of us, Lord God. So as we surrender to you, we ask you, Lord God, to take away the things that are not of you and put in the things that needs to be in there and just make us whole. We got to do it daily because we're always fighting against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. We're always fighting up against that. But through faith and through knowing that we serve a God, the only true and living God, that there is no other, and you live inside of us, that's huge. That's huge. And so, Lord, we thank you, Father, that you live inside of us and that you're endowing us with whatever we need. You're equipping us with wherever we need equipment in, Lord God. So we thank you for that. Now, and we pray that, you know, help us, cause us to examine ourselves where we're at. We need to, you know, cause us to see where we are and where we need to be. And work on toward that, and we ask you to endow us with your presence, that we will walk in the things that you call us to walk in. So we want to give you all the glory for that, Lord God. And we need to spend time with you. I don't care if it's 5 minutes in the car, running around or whatever. There's still time with you, and 5 minutes is of just pouring and pouring out to you, and everything is better than nothing. So, Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you for what you're doing in this program. And we thank you, Lord, for this radio station. And thank you for Apostle Kizzy, that she's, you know, the things that she's doing. Bless this time and everything that she does, that she put her hands to do will prosper. And everything that we put our hands to do will prosper, because it's all for your glory and honor. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. And we thank you for the silent prayer, the very intimate silent prayers that you know, only you know about, and that you're going to answer. If there be any among us that are sick, heal us, Lord God. Heal us from the things that we don't even see. You know, things that we don't even know that's going on in our body. I'm always praying, Lord, you know, heal me. I'm a, you know, cancer survivor. You took me through that. You brought me through it. 2 knee replacements, you brought me through it, Lord God. You still give me life, and you still love me. And I pray that if there's any sick among us, that you would just touch their bodies in the name of Jesus, mentally, physically, spiritually, make us whole in the name of Jesus. Pray for each family represented, each child that, you know, need prayer for, anything that we're in need for, Lord God. You know the unanswered prayers. So we're expecting a miracle. We're expecting you to move, and we're going to see it. We're going to see the salvation of the Lord. We're going to see it, because you're going to manifest it before us, and we give you all the glory for that. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God covered a lot through you in a little bit of time. Thank you.
Praise
thank
God.
You so much.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. We're about to open up the lines now. Before we open up the lines, and please, some of you have already started pressing your number one key. Well, I see you, Reverend Treva, Pastor Price. We're going to open a line for Pastor Mom first and Pastor Catherine. But before we do that, we want to give you an opportunity to seed into this generationally blessed woman of God. Hallelujah. And she has several payment options, payment app type options. You know, we know Cash App, and her Cash App is $ Jackie O'Kelly. Jackie is J-A-C-K-I-E-O-Kelly. K-E-L-L-E-Y. Okay, so $ Jackie with a I-E, O, Kelly with a E-Y. Amen. She also has Zelle. So some of you have Zelle. Amen. Her Zelle is Jackie O'Kelly, and the Jackie is J-A-C-K-I-E, O, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. Is it both of these things or either or for Zelle?
What did I put in there? I don't have, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I put okay. Zelle. Let me see. I'm trying to.
Oh, that's okay. I have it right here. So it's /559-352 2457.
Okay, yes. Now, I know why I did that. Yeah, I didn't know if some people use a phone number and some people don't. So, either one that works. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, and then she has Venmo. If you know Venmo, she has Jackie O. Dot Kelly at JOK 319. Now, if you're not getting all of this, text me and I'll send it to you. She also has PayPal, and her PayPal is really her phone number, 559-352-2457. So that's her PayPal number. So please let me know if you didn't get all of this, and I will text it to you. No problem. Amen. So as I said, anyone else, if you want to encourage the woman of God, you have any questions, any prayer requests, any prophecy requests, if the Lord gives her a word for you or gives me a word for you, praise God, we'll deliver it. If he doesn't, we won't. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, amen. Let's open the line. Hope all is going well with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. I'm going to open up your line. You guys are very quiet. Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. Well, you know, mom's new medication, she's gone.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Amen.
Well, praise God.
And how about you?
Yeah, I was really encouraged tonight. I just want to thank Minister Kelly for sharing her life and sharing the different thing God is doing on the inside of her. I said that, oh, praise God, you know, sometimes you always think God, you're the only one God is saying certain things to. But I just love I love her scripture, one of her favorite scriptures, the 23rd Psalm. His goodness and mercy just keeps on following us, praise God. And even your prayer, I was kind of reminded of my prayer place. that I pray. You even reminded me of me on that one, too. Praise God.
Amen.
But
amen.
I just enjoyed you also talking about your family. And it encourages me because once we see that God, when we do what God has asked us to do, train up a child in the way they should go, when they older, they will not depart from it. And I just saw that all through your family, and even even in your own life, I see that. And so, I think
amen.
We that still have children and grandchildren, we don't have to worry about anything. They might go astray for a minute or two, but God is going. He's going to always be faithful to do what He said He's going to do. So thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
Yes, for sharing that. Then I was just hearing you talk about Alaska. I have a distant cousin that was talking about she had gone to see her sister in Alaska. I said, you have a sister in Alaska? I didn't know no black people there. And she said, oh, yes, there are plenty of black people there.
It sure is.
But I was glad to hear about your experience there
amen.
Also. And I want to thank
amen.
You also for telling us about how you, when you listen to the Lord and you record it on your phone, that is so simple. I'm going like, wow. Just today I started because I want to try to memorize more scriptures, and I started
amen.
Recording the scriptures on my recording because I don't
yeah.
I can't take little pieces of paper, you know, just looking at them, and then I'm traveling from my house to my mom's house, and sometimes I lose things. So the Lord has
yeah.
helped me do that, but also, you know, I thank you so much because a lot of times, even when I'm at my mom's and I'm praying, and God is saying some things, and I said, oh, I want to write it down, but I don't want to keep transferring my journal here and there. So that is a good idea. So I just want to say thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, and thanks also for just sharing about your thought patterns. And I know God, He works on all of us.
He does.
Many of us, yes, and that's what I want. God, let me think on things that are pure and lovely. Don't let me
that's
think.
That's right.
On, yes, I want to be mm-hmm. right. Take out the stuff.
Amen.
But I just want, I could say a lot more, but I just want to tell you thank you so much. And God,
oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Apostle, it's
you're
great
so
that you
pleased.
Have had her on tonight. So thank you all
amen.
So much. Here.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Now, I know my mom is asleep, Pastor Mom. She's my mother. Pastor Catherine is my oldest sister. She's one of seven, number one.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
So my mom is asleep, but I want you to pray for my mother. She's 89 years young. This year, she, Lord willing, she'll be 90 and still pastoring
wow.
the St. Louis Christian Center Church. Praise God.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Lift up your mom in prayer.
Do you want me to pray now for her? Or?
Yes, I do.
What's her name?
Well, we call her Pastor Mom. She's Pastor McCoy.
Pastor Mom? Well, I can call her Pastor.
Yeah.
It's okay if I call her Pastor Mom. I want to call her Pastor
sure.
Mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Father God, I thank you for Pastor Mom, Lord God, and for I'm sure that she is a woman of faith and wisdom, and I just love I love women of wisdom and faith, and Lord God, I just pray that you would continue to keep her healthy and touch her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her 89 years of being on this earth and pouring into us, I mean, young people and all of us, Lord God. So if there's anything that she has need of, Lord God, I just pray that you will fill that need and continue to keep her well-seasoned. And I believe she's got to be a beautiful woman of God, Lord God. So I thank you. I thank you for her health and her strength. When she sleeps, give her peace. And when she wakes up, give her strength to continue on to do whatever you're calling her to do in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for her body. We thank you for her mind. We thank you, Lord God, that whatever you know what, you know, all the things that needs to be said or need to be prayed over concerning Pastor Mom. And I just thank you for the well-seasoned saints that you put in our lives, Lord God. I just honor them so much. They are the queens and the beautiful people that you bring into our lives that we can learn and gain wisdom from. And I thank you, Lord, that I know she has wisdom. And I just love on the people of God, that the people that you put in our lives. So I pray that special blessings upon her in the name of Jesus. And may she have great peace tonight as she sleeps, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that prayer for her was on point. And you don't even know anything about her, but God does. Amen. So thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen. So anyone else? Pressure number one key. We see Reverend Treva from California. We see Pastor Price from Memphis. We see Minister Rachel from New Jersey. So anyone else? One key. Minister Kiva, we see you from Nashville, Tennessee. And we see Apostle Patrice from Florida. Amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
Okay. So just hold on, and we will open your line. Thank you. Reverend Treva, welcome.
Good evening, and God bless you, Minister O'Kelly. My name is Reverend Treva Kelly. I'm from Los Angeles, California. And I'm a minister in the AME Church. And also spiritual. And I just wanted to say, you really ministered to my heart tonight. I enjoyed the testimony. And I have relatives who live in Alaska, cousins. And so,
Wow.
And then I know other family. So I've had family friends that have had, so there's a lot of African-Americans up there. But I know I have relatives, and I met them at the family reunion that we have.
What city?
Anyway,
are they
I just
in?
Wanted to encourage you. Beautiful testimony. Took me back to when I was in my 20s, son, because I've never strayed from God, but I used to do a little going. I just liked to dance, and when I was in my 20s, I would leave choir rehearsal. Sometimes going to a club. I didn't go every week. Maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. Once every so often. But I really enjoyed that testimony. Beautiful. And I just thank God and can't wait to hear some more.
Praise
Amen.
God. Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Kizzy, and Pastor Catherine and Pastor Price, all the pastors and ministers and everyone in their places. And Pastor Mom, I know she's asleep, but I know she'll hear this later. God bless you, and I love y'all, and have a great evening.
Thank you. God Amen. Bless you. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. We're opening the line now for Pastor Price. Now, Pastor Price is my sister as well.
Okay.
Praise God.
Okay.
She's, what is she, 3 of 7. Pastor Price.
Okay. God bless you, Apostle, and God bless you, Minister Jackie Hill. What a great night this has been. I was on a previous call, a previous ministry call earlier with the ministry about 6 o'clock my time here in Memphis, and I was on a journey with them. They had just a wonderful journey in the Word. They were just so, it was just such a blessing. And then I come on this line with Apostle and get them radio, and I'm telling you, this has been a wonderful journey with you tonight. It's been it was just like a wonderful, refreshing journey to hear you talk of your testimony and how you're about your mom and your dad and how you were raised and how you went with your dad to different places, and I was thinking that when we have a service on Wednesday night, and it's on on Wednesday, but I have my two daughters. The Lord instructed me to have my two daughters to open the service each time on Wednesday with a short sermon. And they'll either give a devotional. That's what they do on every Sunday at our church. So Wednesday night they do the same thing. And what was such a great blessing about them is that they didn't fight. They didn't fight against it. They were so, when the time came that the Lord spoke to us about having a date night with Jesus on Wednesday, he could have called it a Wednesday night Bible study, but he said, name it date night. Were you going to spend some special time? I thought that was so precious to spend special time with him. And I think it was around, I'm trying to remember the month that the Lord laid on the heart. I think it might have been September, October of last year. The Lord said, told me, he said, now, Helen, it's not, you're having services on Sunday, but that's not enough. And I need you and the girls. The first thing he did was, he said, I want you to have a revival. So we began it with a revival. We had a revival. And when the revival ended, it was an online revival. And when the revival ended, and the girls didn't, my daughters didn't, one is in their 30s, the other's in her mid-20s. And so between the two of them, they were just excited because God has shown them his goodness. God had revealed to them his goodness.
Amen.
I mean, he showed up and showed out for them last year in such a way. He's done it so many years, but he became
their God.
He showed up and showed out for them, did some things so marvelous that all we could do was and then some things he would put through their hands and not through mine.
He would let it come through their hands and not through mine.
And what I'm saying was he gave directly to them. So by the time September had come of that year when we had the revival, afterwards the Lord said, now I want you to start having a date night, and they were all for it. I mean, they were all for it. Wasn't no pulling teeth, trying to get them to make them come and do it and try to do it. And so they began to minister with me on Wednesday nights. And one of the things that I was thinking about while you were ministering, Minister Jackie, was that I'm seeing how your dad and your mom and your family worked. But always that next generation, God even has a step up on things.
That's right.
I'm just saying, I just look and I said, Lord, I know that you're doing some things. I'm looking to see what you're going to be doing, because sometimes when I look at their mentality, my daughter's mentality, both of them, they have such a mentality that is so far. Some things that they do, I said, oh my, this is so far beyond whatever I would even think about doing. And I go, wow.
Yeah.
And my son, I have a son that's 52, will be 53 in June, and he's got some things that he's doing, and I'm saying, wow. he's into three different, I go, wow. So when I look at you and what God is doing through your life, and how he's prepared you and got you ready for that next level. That was a next level beyond what your parents were. And so I'm excited when I listen to you. I said, God, you're going to do your up to something. You're going to be doing something.
I still
tell him, I said, now don't y'all treat me like chopped liver, because I'm still asking God to do some You know, we still don't want to be put out. We don't want to be put out to pasture, you understand. I'm talking to his parents. But I'm still so excited to see what God is going to do. So I wanted to tell you tonight, just the beginning, one of the services, to hear the refreshing journey of your life, every single part of it, every part of it, from when you knew that you were saved, when you got baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, and even your experiences, how God will even be one to show us that his name is so important no matter who we meet. Even when we're young in the Lord, God will give us that holy boldness to do. And then your precious time with the Lord. As you begin to pray, you can always tell people who have had time with the Lord. And
spend that
quality time, you know, with him, in his word, and special time with him. And so even as you prayed, it was still like an ongoing conversation with the God that you love and serve. It's a good thing that, you know, it's a good thing that the God does not, and that's something that I tell my girls. I call the Lord my husband went to be with the Lord in December of 2020.
Oh,
and after December
okay.
2020, God began to establish himself as my husband. And I had Isaiah 54 and verse 5 says, thy maker is thy husband. So I've always related to him as my daddy God, my pater, my source, from whom all blessings flow, and my daddy.
Amen.
This is my daddy.
Amen.
But he said,
yeah,
I'm your daddy.
Yeah.
He said, but now I'm not only your daddy husband, I'm your daughter's daddy husband. I'm every person
That's
in the
right.
body of Christ. I'm their daddy.
Come on
husband.
Now.
Come on now. We around this house begin to see when God does something, they'll say, that's daddy husband. That's daddy husband. My girls are not married naturally, but they're married to the Lord, and they understand. So when I heard you tonight, it's like daddy husband spending that very, very quality time with us and with you. And I can see
that's
you up
right.
in that room, in that time, with that precious time with him, just spending time alone. And one
Amen.
Thing I just want to say, because I know there are many
Amen.
People that are on the line, that I want to go back to, that God will we do have to overcome the Martha experience. That
of course.
When we want
yes.
To want to be so busy about, those things will get done. The world won't end because
That's
the dishwasher
right.
wasn't loaded.
That's right.
Today, my girls, as they went to school today, God wanted to spend special time with me. But we had not
mm-hmm.
loaded the dishwasher last night. So there were dishes
mm-hmm.
in there. And I was determined. I said, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to, not only I'm the one that likes to clean, I don't like my drain board. Even though I have a dishwasher, I don't like the drain board to be dirty. So I was going to
yeah.
do some behind where the sink, you know, where the faucet is. I'm going to clean off behind there. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to start. I'm going to get in the refrigerator, and I'm going to clean off the shelves in the refrigerator. I had this little plan
yeah.
that I was going to do. But my foot, sometimes God deals with me about with my foot. He'll let me know I'll get a pain under my foot. And it was like, no. Come away with me now. So first of all, he started talking to me. So I had to sit down and be still and let him talk. Then he took me over to the bedroom to be able to have me to be able to do some things that he had me to write down to get done. And I did that. And then I said, oh, Lord, the girl's going to be coming home. And I ain't washed no dishes yet. and he was saying, you got to just take things. He said, the world will not end. And I
That's
still
right.
went on in there, and I got those dishes, got the dishwasher started, and then went back again
yeah.
to spend time. So what I saw with you today is still that encouragement that we spend time with our daddy God, our husband,
That's
our tater,
right.
our support. And I just thank God
Amen.
For you. I thank God for the journey. I'm looking forward to the next few
yes.
weeks of all that God is going to do in and through you, and we're just excited about your ministry. So I go so that others can be able to have a time. So God bless you, precious woman of God. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
A lot of energy right there. I love it. She's got so much energy. And you live in Memphis. I need to. We come to Memphis sometime. I'm right in Clarksville, so yeah. That's awesome.
Amen.
Now
we have Minister Rachel. She's my goddaughter from New Jersey.
Okay.
Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everybody. Hi, woman of God. Oh, my God, Mom. I just thank God for you sharing.
Amen.
And everyone else. And I had to laugh because when God Aunt Helen was on, she said how the Lord had her not to, you know, just go and, you know, be still. I was, oh, it was so much happening. And I want to go into details, but the Lord isn't leading me to do it.
Amen.
But
Amen.
I did text my God Mom and said, pray for me. And I thank God for her prayers, because I thank God for the strength to do what I'm faced with.
Yeah.
One day he'll release me to tell it all, but I'm just so grateful. All we have to do, I just hear a song, just stand and watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all you can, you just stand.
Oh, yes. I love that song. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Jackie, you want to pray for her?
Yes. You know, sometime, you know, is that somebody? I hear something in the background.
Go ahead and pray.
Okay. This is Rachel. This is her name is Rachel. Your goddaughter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, before I pray, I know sometimes we get so caught up in a whirlwind in life. I've been there, done that, where there's so much going on that, see, that sometimes the, you know, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know you from Adam. I'm just going to speak this, that sometimes the enemy wants to get us caught up in a web and bring, confusion and just, you know, all that stuff. And we have to recognize what it is and just really rest in the Lord. And I don't know where you're at or anything like that, but I can, you know, I'm just saying rest so you can have peace through whatever you're going through. So, Father God, I want to just pray for Rachel, Lord. You know all about it. I don't know nothing. You do, and that's what's important, that you know
yes.
everything about Rachel. You know everything that she's dealing with. You know life can be hard and all that, but God, you are the one who can release things and just make peace come in the midst of turmoil or peace in the midst
yes.
of ugly stuff that's going on around us. See, the enemy, and Lord, we recognize that the enemy wants to bring confusion and wants to bring us all, get us all tied up in the web, and we have to loose that thing in the name of Jesus. And whatever it is, Lord God, that you loose it in Jesus' name. God, just give her peace in her mind and anything that she's going through, whether it's small, whether it's big, whatever it is, only you know. So I
yeah.
pray that you speak
yeah.
through me that I am saying the right thing, that, Lord God, that you will just take Rachel in your arms and just hold her and love
you,
on
Lord.
Her and let her know, Lord God, that you love her so much and that you care about every single detail of her life and that she can trust you, Lord, that you are going to bring her through whatever it is that she's going through. So, Father God, we just totally release it to you. There's nothing we can do, but just hold her up in the name of Jesus in prayer, and Lord God, and you can do the rest. So whatever she's going through right now, just surround her with your love like you do me. You do us like that. You love us like that because you are
yeah.
God that love us like that. So, Lord God, I just pray that you just hold her even in the middle of the night, in her quiet time, when she's alone and nobody knows what she's feeling. It's those times, Lord, those intimate times that you know all about it and nobody else don't have to know. Pray that you just touch her and heal whatever's going on or whatever it is. Only you know. So I just pray blessings upon Rachel in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory because we're going to see the results of it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we continue
praise
in prayer
God.
With you. Praise God.
Yes,
you
Rachel.
And your.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I did, you know, I put her on mute. I know she's still here and she's listening. It was a lot going on in the background, and I know she heard. And probably right now she's crying. So praise God. We just continue to lift you up, honey. Amen.
Well, let me tell you,
amen.
I just want to say, I write down names and I pray. I actually pray for people, you know, and during my quiet time. So I wrote her name. I wrote Rachel, I wrote your name down, and I'm going to call your name out every time I pray. And only God knows
amen.
Where, you know. So I just want you to know that. Amen.
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 And she has a precious family, 6 children. And a grandchild.
Ooh.
Praise God.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, and they're all
wow.
very precious. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise
okay.
God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So hallelujah. So we're going to open up the line for Miss Eva, that I sound just like her.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, Minister
Keith. Hey, Keith. How you doing, Keith?
Just blessed. It was a blessed night.
Yeah.
I want to say hey to Apostle and Pastor Mom, Pastor Price, everyone on the line.
Yeah.
We just bless God for you and just
Amen.
Thank God for what he's doing through you.
Amen.
And your life, and I just loved hearing it, and you know, this is such a blessing. So we just thank God for you, and what a prayer warrior, and you know,
Amen.
Yeah. So such a time as this.
Amen.
Amen.
That God be the glory.
God set you up. He set you up. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say hey and just blessing God for you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you, girl. You know you my girl,
yeah, you
right?
Okay. Back at you. Back
okay.
at you.
Okay.
Hey, and maybe both of us ought to say, all right now, together.
All right now. Yeah, you guys sound
we
just a lot. Oh, my
said
goodness.
The same way. All right now.
Oh, my goodness. Sound just alike.
Amen.
God.
Thank you. And thank you for introducing us again, Minister
yes.
Keeva.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Keeva. Thank you.
God thank you.
And now, Apostle Patrice, praise God. Welcome, Apostle.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. And I say, I know you, Jackie O, but I don't know you, because I'm free, be free. Isn't that your song?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I love your music. Ministry Lane gave me your CD at one point in time. And I love it because it's like disco, and I used to be Disco Patty when I was out in the world.
Oh yeah.
And it's beautiful because you know, people don't even get it that you can still be, you could be saved and hear great music with a beat, you know.
Yes.
And I'm looking at your album right now, like you be free, letting go, then you get stronger, then you forgive and show me your ways, a simple yes. Yes, so I'm looking at it right now. So
you have the okay.
And now I got a voice,
yeah.
You know. I feel like
okay.
I know you now.
Oh, that's so awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
that's the second CD you have. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember they go Jackie O. So and your testimony is great. Thank you. You know what I love about you and most of the people that Apostle Kelsey is affiliated with and she brings on is, you know, you're transparent. We're real people telling
Amen.
Our story, you
Amen.
Know, and glorifying God through it all. And, you know, because, and I understand the husband and I understand the daddy and I'm so
yeah.
glad I know him that way. And see, and we're the people that, you know, you can't shut us up because we know him that way.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And you shook me up a little bit too, reminding me when you said you have a certain place that you go and sit and. I was saying, oh, boy,
oh, yeah.
I need to get
oh,
back
yeah.
to that.
Oh,
that.
My goodness.
Because,
yeah.
Because you know what? Can't do it without them. Just
yeah,
can't.
Uh-uh.
You know?
Uh-uh.
It's such a struggle.
Uh-uh.
It's a struggle with,
yeah.
you know, I know the days that I don't, you know, spend
yeah.
time. And I know, you know, we're always together because he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Of
but
course.
It's sometimes
yeah.
it's like, you know, I'm going over here and, I forgot to ask you. You know what I mean? Like, and then it's a push and it's, you know, So yeah. I try to acknowledge him. One of my favorite scriptures, acknowledge him in all my ways, and he shall direct my
yes.
path, you know, because I don't want to
yes.
be wise in my own eyes. You know, I don't do too good by myself. But I thank
alone.
You. And
yeah.
it's wonderful to hear someone that, you know, is a, you know, to me, you're, you know, a big recording star, and here you are on the line with us, and you're just a you're a humble, beautiful person.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
I'm just a person. That's all I am. It's just, I'm just like you. You know what I mean? It's not, it's no,
yeah.
you know, but thank you for the compliment, but, oh, no, I don't take
you're
it
welcome.
Like
I love your music. The fact that I had to rip out the CD and start ripping it, playing it up again. I still play CDs, you know. But,
so
get
do
it on,
I
just downloaded it on my phone so I can listen to it again.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, well, bless you. And may you
thank
continue
you.
To let your light shine and to let the Lord continue to use you because it's just beautiful testimony. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor
thank
Izzy.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Praise
God. What a small world, right?
I know. Yeah. I mean, that was a long time ago because she doesn't have the latest CD. That one is the a little older, but hey, it's still good. It's still the message, and that's what is
yes.
that's what's important. Amen. It's
yes.
the message.
Amen. When it's the word, amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so that looks like all of the ones who had their number one key press. I'm just going to do a quick shout out to the numbers that I do know. Sister Debbie, good to see you on tonight. The 618 number, I don't quite recall that number right now, but thank you. Thank you for being here. Sister Joanne, always love to see you. Thank you so much for calling in. And then Minister Elaine, good to see you as well. I know you
Amen.
Had a long
day. Yeah.
Amen. So good to
okay.
see you. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So if you all want to say anything, press your number one key. I'll keep my eye on the board. But what I'm going to do now is a couple of things that we need to do. Number one, what we do on every broadcast is we pray the prayer of salvation because we never know who's going to come on, and you may
Amen.
Need to receive Jesus. Those who have already received Jesus, we pray the prayer of salvation to help you to be trained, to be ready to pray with someone to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Because, you know, a lot of churches aren't there the way they used to be. And I am the church. We are the church together. So you're the church at the grocery store waiting in a line. And somebody
That's
may
right.
need to be saved. Amen. And then
Amen.
I'm going to talk about going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts coming up this week, and we'll bring back Minister Jackie, and you will. We want you to do closing remarks, so you can get yourself ready for that closing remarks and closing prayer. Yeah, that's good. And also, you can tell them, Alt You, where they can find you on the internet, I think you do Facebook and all of the other things, Instagram or, you know, whatever else you do, how they can find you as well. Amen. So we'll be back with you in just a few moments. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, John 3:16. Amen. If you don't know the scripture, get to know it and get it under your belt. At least these two scriptures. There's many more scriptures on salvation, but these two, get them in you, get them under your belt if you don't have it done already. John 3:16, you can say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So the Lord just let us know that he loved us so much. He didn't just love us a little bit. He so loves us that he gave his only begotten son for us. And while we were yet sinners, hallelujah, he gave Jesus for us. And then he wants us to be saved. And he tells us in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Not maybe saved, not might saved. You shall be saved. And so it starts off with, if you confess with your mouth. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Just saying that prayer, saying it out of your mouth. And if you believe in your heart, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord and God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So to believe in your heart is to make a choice. You choose. None of us were here 2,000 years ago when Jesus came. Nobody was here. None of us were here. So you have to make a choice in your heart that you do believe. Hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. Just choose right now. And then we will say this prayer together. And when you say this prayer with your whole heart, you shall be saved. Amen. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm redeemed, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so right now, we want to pray for you. If you said that for the first time, we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray right now, hallelujah, that he will baptize you with his precious Holy Spirit and with power right now in the name of Jesus, power to live right, power to walk right, power to read the word of God and to understand it, because the Holy Spirit is right there with you, giving you the understanding, giving you the revelation on the word of God. Oh, we thank you for it right now, Lord God, and even power to speak in your prayer language right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving you the strength to be able to do all that God has preordained for you to do. And we thank God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And we want to invite you to come and to listen in with us and to be a part, to be fully engaged with what God is doing in God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. And, you know, God can send you to other places. That's fine, too. Bible-believing places so that you can learn and you can grow. And you can also learn and grow with us as well. The entire Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, you can get to us using a phone. Hallelujah. And you can call for all of these times that I'm going to say. You can call this number, 516-418-5699. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you what the broadcasts are. On Sunday, every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I am Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Praise God. And on this Sunday, we have, at the first Sunday of the month, we have tag team preaching. Amen. So anyone's invited to do this. No, there's no big eyes or little U's. Everybody's invited to come. And if you want to preach, you bring a scripture, a topic, and you can preach for 5 whole minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. And then also, if you have a devotional that has blessed you, you can read that. You have 5 minutes to just bless the Lord out of the Word of God. Praise God. If you you have a song, you have a prayer, amen, you are invited. And we know that God will speak through you. So you have the 5 minutes. Amen. And then also on this Sunday, on the first Sunday of the month, we also do communion. So you bring your communion elements, and I'm telling you, God does show up. Hallelujah. So we're all over the country, and he's all over everywhere, glory to God, and he does show up as we commune in him. Okay, on Mondays, we have Bible teaching, so you can learn about the Bible even more on Mondays. Our teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And it's at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. You call the same phone number. And we call this, our Bible teaching, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And she really, Lorraine, Dr. Lorraine, really teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. Hallelujah, as she digs into the Word of God. It's like gold mining. Amen. Then on Tuesdays, we have prayer. And we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. It's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We pray in tongues for about an hour. And we have 4 people who volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And hallelujah. Oh, we have an awesome time. Those who were not praying in tongues that much when we started are really praying in tongues now. And then after an hour, we have interpretation of tongues. And those who were maybe getting a one-word interpretation or 2 words are now getting great interpretations. And God is just confirming the interpretations as we go. Awesome. Absolutely life-changing awesome. Amen. And then on Wednesdays, just the second Wednesday of the month, we have a healing service. Hallelujah. Amen. It's kind of Get Them Radio, one-stop shopping. Praise God. You can get a lot from Get Them Radio. The second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing broadcast. And so it is coming up this Wednesday coming up, and that will be Wednesday, March the 9th. And our healing service is from, it starts at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we have joining with us on the line, we call everybody who comes on the healing community. Amen, because people who are listening are praying as well. And then we have our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. So people are getting healed on the line. Glory to God. God is still in the healing business. And we call it prophetic healing because what God does is he'll let us know some of the ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast, and then people call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. That's what you're listening to right now. And, you know, we have the small churches, the parachurch ministries. We have different special broadcasts that come on. And with each one, God is in the midst, and he is blessing. Praise God. So we invite you to come, and we will have our minister, Jackie O. I want to call you Dr. Jackie O. Well, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Minister Jackie O will be with us every Thursday this month. And so we will have fun learning about her as a musician. Amen. As an artist. Hallelujah. And as an author. And in all these things, she's ministering by the Spirit of the Lord. So we're looking forward to just having, just being with her more the rest of this month. Hallelujah. And on Thursdays, we're 9 p.m. Central and 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we're going to go back now to Minister Jackie O. Hallelujah. I know Minister Elaine wanted to say hello, but she...
Yes.
Yeah. She was on.
Okay.
She pressed her number one key, and I was in the middle of something else. And so, anyway, I know it's late there. On the East Coast.
Oh,
amen. So let the people know where they can reach you.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm on Instagram, and on Instagram it's Jackie O Artist. If you type in Jackie O Artist, you'll find me, or All Things Jackie O. All Things Jackie O. Facebook, same thing, All Things Jackie O. I have a lot of pages on there because if you pull up Jackie O, you'll probably see Jacqueline Kelly or Jacqueline O. Kelly, or because I have a lot of Facebooks. That's because I don't know how to put them all in one thing. So I tried to do it all Things Jackie O, and I think you'll probably see a lot of things under there. You'll see some of my artwork. My book, and, you know, just a variety of things in there under that. And then I also have a website called JackieOKelly.org, JackieOKelly.org. You can browse through there. And I also have some YouTubes if you wanted to hear some of my latest music. You can find me on YouTube as well. So, that's it. And then I have an email. I don't know, JackieO.KellyMusic@gmail.com if you wanted to email me. JackieO.Kelly with the EY music@gmail.com. Okay?
Amen.
And maybe
before
I can
you
write
go
all that stuff further out somewhere, huh? You can. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no. I wanted to say your PayPal and your Cash App and everything one more time for those who want to feed into you. Praise.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You wanted me to go ahead and say it? Let me go. Okay. So the PayPal is. Okay, the PayPal, and I do have products, I mean, too, if you want music or whatever, but we'll probably talk about that later, I think. I don't want to go ahead of Apostle Kizzy. But PayPal is my number, 559-352-2457. The Cash App is the $ Jackie O. Kelly with the EY. Okay, and then Zelle is also Jackie O. Kelly. And if that does not work, because I don't use Zelle a lot, if that does not work, you can put my phone number in there, 559-352-2457. And I also have Venmo. If you use Venmo, it's JackieO.Kelly@JOK319.
Right.
And if the, and if all that doesn't work, just email me and we can get it. You know, but that's true. It's all, you know, I tell you, I am not, I'm telling you, I'm more, like I said, I'm more 99% creative and 1% business. It's terrible, but pray for me. So, yes. Okay.
Amen. All right. Okay. That's great. So we'll come back next week and, you know, when we get to the artwork and some other things, we'll go on the website. And I'll send you the website, everyone who's on the line, I'll text you a website so that we can all be together and look at things. But we're going to have some fun the rest of this week. And I'm just looking forward to just learning more about this creative, wonderful, generationally blessed woman of God. Amen. So close us out in prayer.
Okay. So, Father God, I'm just so, so thankful and so grateful for who you are and what you've done. And it's such a beautiful ministry here. And we just pray, Lord, for many blessings on everyone that was on this call. And Lord God, order our steps daily. Keep us in your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just give you all the glory for what you're going to do. And Lord, just move mightily in each life and whatever their needs are, whatever they're in need of. It's a little bit more you or whatever it is. Only you know. But Lord God, we just pray many blessings on all these sisters and that are on this line in this ministry. And we just give you all the praise. We're going to continue to worship you and serve you daily and seek your face daily in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All right. Praise the Lord. I was just looking at my text, and I got a couple of quick texts. I know we've closed out, but, you know, we're in the Holy Ghost. We are a little bit in overtime now.
We are overtime? Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Okay, good. Saying she needed the giving information again, and she got it. That's good. And then, thank you, Apostle. And then we have Marquell on the line, and he wanted prayer.
Okay.
Oh, maybe he's the 418 number. I mean, 618 number. I haven't seen you in so long, Marquell. Brother Marquell, thank you. So he wanted prayer. And he said much needed prayer. So you don't know anything about him, but God knows everything about him. So just pray for him, and then we'll close out.
Father God, you know what Marquell is in need of, Father God. And so we are touching and agreeing, Lord, all of us in one mind, one spirit, that whatever he is in need of, Lord God, that you will fill that need, whether it's healing, mentally, physically, spiritually, that's the whole man. So, Lord God, you know everything that's going on in his body. You know everything that's going on in his mind. You know everything that's going on spiritually. So, Father God, we blanket him in prayer, touching and agreeing and covering him in the name of Jesus, that you would keep him, his whole body, in the right place, Lord God. And, you know his heart. Speak to him in the middle of the night, Lord God, wherever he goes, whenever he has that quiet time, speak to his heart and give him peace in whatever it is in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for that, and we believe you for it in everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, once again, thank you so much, Minister Jackie. Oh, we're going to have a good time. Hallelujah. And we had a good
I'm
time
so
tonight.
Excited.
Yeah.
Thank Praise you so God. Much for having me on. I've enjoyed it so much, and thank you for letting me be me. And however I express things, thank you. Thank you that it's not stiff and it's not, you know, I can just be who I am. And thank you for that.
Yeah.
I just sense it. So.
Amen. 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 I, you know what? I think about an old secular song. Thank you for letting me be
myself again.
Yeah,
I'm a Sly and the Family Stone. I was a fan of Sly and the Family Stone. Yes, I know that one.
Amen. And now, you know, the way we look at it, thank you for letting me be myself in the Lord. Hallelujah.
And
you know,
Lord.
We are peculiar
Hallelujah.
People. But it's,
yes,
it's
we
good
are.
Where you can just say, okay, I don't have to explain this.
No,
I'm just going to say it. Me and the Lord have a good time together. Amen.
Amen.
Anyway,
Amen.
Starting a whole nother conversation. We'll be back next week. God bless
okay.
you. I do love you. Amen. My,
love you too.
I consider
love
you my
God.
Friend because we've been with the Lord that way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So,
yes. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God bless you all and have a blessed, wonderful night. And we love you all. Amen.
Love you guys.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, don't.